The ordinance regulating the hours for certain construction-related activities. General provisions, purpose and findings. The County Commission of Taney County, Missouri finds that in order to protect the citizens of Taney County and its visitors from the nuisance of construction noise at unreasonable hours and to prevent endangering the health. What's that noise? Is that construction noise?
It's between 7 and 7. We're fine.
Between 7 and 7. It's okay.
We're fine.
To prevent endangering the health, safety, and welfare of the community at large, it is in the best interests of the citizens of Taney County, Missouri, that an ordinance be enacted regulating outdoor construction activities. So this is limited to outdoor construction activities.
Okay.
Severability, this is in case of any problems. If any section, subsection, sentence, clause, phrase, or portion is held to be invalid, then you guys say that you would have passed it anyway without that phrase, so the rest of it's fine if something's thrown out, is all it says. 1.3, enactment clause in short title. It just says the County Commission of Taney County, pursuant to the authority vested by law, hereby adopts an Nexus County ordinance to be known by the short title of the Construction Hours Ordinance of Taney County, Missouri. Section 2, hours of operation for certain construction-related activities. And it says the exterior construction, demolition, alteration, or repair of buildings involving the operation of machinery or equipment, or the repair of maintenance of such machinery or equipment, which causes loud or disturbing noise such that a reasonable person of normal sensitivities would be adversely affected, except between the hours of 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. on Monday through Saturday, is hereby prohibited within 1,000 feet of any inhabited residential structure. Any such activity set forth in this paragraph is prohibited all day on Sundays. So if you're more than 1,000 feet from an inhabited residential structure, you don't have a problem. This doesn't apply. If it's not between if it's between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m., you don't have to worry about it. And if it's not an outdoor construction or situation, it's not a problem. Variances. Section 3, temporary variances for emergencies. I've identified these a little bit better and clarified them. Exceptions to this prohibition may be granted in case of urgent necessity in the interest of public health and safety, and then only with a permit from the Taney County Commission, which permit may be granted for a period not to exceed 3 days while the emergency continues, and which permit may be renewed for periods of 3 days or less while the emergency continues. And I'm thinking that an emergency is if you have to repair your roof because it's leaking or it has to be done right away. You know, emergencies like that, that's a temporary situation for 3 days. Now, 3.2 is variance for entire project. I didn't know what else to call it, so I called it for entire project. When proposed construction is in a rural setting where there is less residential density, or when similar conditions exist, which would make the strict application, whoops, I didn't do something. I need to put in some flowery words instead of illogical in brackets, okay? But it means the same thing, which would make the strict application of the provisions of this ordinance illogical. I would say arbitrary and capricious or, you know, something along those lines. I'm going to fill in about 4 or 5 words there instead of illogical. Application may be made to the Taney County Commission for a variance to conduct exterior construction between the hours of 7 p.m. and 7 a.m. Okay, so If it doesn't make sense to the normal person that you should have to comply with this because of the circumstances, you're out in pro tem somewhere. All right. They can come before us and ask that they be totally exempted. The hearing requirement. Upon application for a variance pursuant to section, and it shouldn't say 2B, I'm sorry. I've renumbered. So it should say pursuant to 3.2, a hearing shall be scheduled before the Taney County Commission. Notice 3.4. Notice of the hearing required in 3.3, it should say, okay, must be sent by certified mail, return receipt requested, to every residence within 1,000 feet of the proposed construction site, giving notice of the date, time, and place of the hearing. Special conditions. Any such variance may be granted by the Taney County Commission in its discretion, and the Commission may include any special conditions with the variance so long as the conditions are not arbitrary and capricious given the totality of the circumstances involved. So in other words, you could say, okay, you can go till 10, or you can go to midnight, or, you know, you can go to midnight as long as you only use hammers and no real loud equipment. So you can put some special conditions on it and allow them to go ahead and do it, okay? Revocation of variance. if at any time it appeared to me that you might want to be able to do this. So if at any time it appears to the Taney County Commission that the variance granted under, and I got to put in the section number up above because I renumbered, should be revoked, the Taney County Commission shall cause to be posted a revocation of variance notice at the construction site, and all construction between the hours of 7 p.m. and 7 a.m. shall immediately cease. So you can revoke it. Appeal, if it gets revoked. The person or entity granted a variance under, and I got to put in the right section number again, or their successor in interest may appeal to the Taney County Commission any revocation of a variance under this ordinance. If the revocation is appealed, a hearing may be held before the Taney County Commission if a request for hearing is filed. The filing of an appeal will not grant any right or privilege in favor of the appealing entity to continue construction activities during the prohibited hours. So just because you file it doesn't mean you get to keep going with the construction at those hours. Only if you're successful in the appeal will you be able to. And then I put in here a governmental entity exemption. 4.1, the provisions of this ordinance do not apply to county or municipal government, or I should say governmental, AL, entities such as Public Works or Road and Bridge. Also exempt from the provisions of this ordinance are special district political subdivisions, including but not limited to the sewer district and the various water districts. And then because we can do special conditions and allow them to go after 7 o'clock, if we allow them to go to midnight or something, we still don't want them disturbing the peace, and they're still going to be subject to the laws of the state. So I put in here that peace disturbance prohibited. This ordinance is designed to protect the citizens of Taney County from the adverse effects of exterior construction-related noise between the hours of 7 p.m. and 7 a.m. and is not intended to abrogate or in any way diminish the effectiveness of any state statute. Section 574.010 of the Revised Statutes of Missouri sets forth the offense of disturbing the peace, and violations of that statute remain violations of law despite any provision of this ordinance. 6.1, this ordinance designated the construction hours ordinance of Taney County, Missouri, and dated the 8th day of October 2009, shall be effective from and after its approval. So passed, approved. I was going to have an enforcement section. However, researching enforcement, the only way you can have enforcement or a crime is if it specifically calls for that in the specific ordinance. The specific statute allowing you to do the ordinance. I've done this under the general authority vested us by law, and there's a couple of statutes that apply. Basically, we're going to have to enforce this by injunction, but so be it.
Okay. I would like to say that you've done a marvelous job.
Okay, well, thank you.
Looks good.
It's much more specific, I think.
Very good.
There's a word in there that I think I like the fact that you specified use of equipment and machinery, so there's...
Well, that's due to a circumstance that arose while I was doing it.
Yes, sir. I understand. So, anyway, do we have to reapprove it? We approved it.
Why don't you just go ahead and approve this?
I know Danny may or may not like it, but it's still... I'll still like you afterwards. Motion to approve ordinance of the construction hours ordinance... With the changes.
The changes that I made here, and I'll have those in typewritten form for you for signature here in a few minutes.
Second. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
Next,
I did try to address your objections best I could.
I thank you.
You did. You got real close. I mean, it's much better.
Yeah.
I'm going to switch gears on you guys as you're going to get a final copy and Chuck's going to sign it.
Yeah, I've got... Jillian, the boxes. I already talked to personnel. If we only need three boxes.
Perfect. Trench wall by the front judicial facility. Let me read you the email I just got from Mel.
You don't need me.
Nope. MoDOT shut down LS and C. We all know what that stands for.
Yes.
Right? Yes. MoDOT shut LS and C down yesterday for not meeting the requirements of the permit and did not allow them to backfill the trench by the wall in front of the judicial center. We talked to MoDOT and just a few minutes ago, and they are now going to allow the contractor to go backfill the trench immediately. The contractor said they are on their way to fill the trench right now.
Wow, that's great. Way to go.
That was from Mill. Way to go.
Good job, Danny-o.
Oh, my. That's being broadcast.
Oh,
that was an okay job, Danny.
Can't take words back. Who knows what that might have saved us?
A wall.
Okay, next is
wall and closing down 160.
Yeah, Backing upwards,
the grant.
Or backwards, I guess you would say.
How would you say that?
Anyway, Grant, talk, did you want to go ahead and talk about that?
Yeah, I mean, we'll jump back in there. Just
Rick, have you got something for us?
I'm here because I thought you might want to visit with me about the grants.
Okay, so basically, we know that we'll just talk about names, and then maybe someone will be surprised when they hear their name listened. Emergency management, there is half that salary is paid by grant, but the other half is not. So
right.
We could use some of the hours if we wanted to assign additional duties. If we wanted... I was going to say Melissa, but I was like, am I wrong?
I know how you feel.
Okay, Melissa, if we wanted to use Melissa, because she's already doing the grant process a lot of times for FEMA and all that, so she's real familiar with the reporting, the administrative. So whoever's idea that was, it may have been Danny's. That'd be two in a row this week.
No, it's Rick.
Rick's? Okay. Rick. Good. Danny took it away from him.
Thank goodness, Rick.
He needed to. So anyway, that really is not a, you know, it's not a bad idea at all, because we, not knowing her workload, I think that there's, the expertise is there. She's very technology advanced, and we probably just need to talk to Chris Burnt about it, but I think that's probably... Out of all the other departments, I looked at 911 and their workload, and it varies so much. I don't think they could commit to the time to it on a regular basis like, you know, possibly Melissa could. And so it just makes sense to me that we kind of go that direction and talk to Chris or and Melissa and maybe have a discussion with them. But I think that's the place. I'm more convinced that's the place that they can just house all the grants and be the administrator of all the grants. Thoughts?
Yeah, I have thoughts. Are we saying, like, the grants that economic development's working on, the sheriff's department's working on?
Yep.
Road and bridge grant.
She is that center person. Now, copies will still be in the clerk's office, in the auditor's office, but the administrative, I mean, what the biggest concern that we talked about was the administrative requirements. Fulfilling reporting deadlines and timelines and documentation, she could easily maintain those deadlines because she's used to the process anyway.
Who's talked to her?
No one.
Oh, she doesn't know about this.
No, that's what I say. She may be surprised when she hears her names on the internet.
Let me tell you, though, that she does or should be the one in charge of administering several of these grants I've got on here. And
she probably is anyway.
She, the weapons of mass destruction, there's two of those, basically. Then this FEMA, she did a part of the FEMA. She has the MERC. There's two tiers to the MERC. And I can't find those right there, but they're here someplace. HEMP and EMPG, I believe, are what they're called. So she does four or five of those already. The only place it would make more sense was if it was in the Sheriff's Department, because the Sheriff's Department has more of those grants. But Maggie's going to take care of those anyway. She does a real good job with it. We just need somebody to say, hey, you know, this is where we know we can go get the information.
Right. So, understand. And then that kind of directly reports to the commission, because ultimately we're final responsibility of the grant. So, but I'd like to say that if you guys are comfortable with at least going down that avenue, we get with Chris and Melissa as soon as possible to move forward on seeing how they could implement this. I mean, they've got this space, you know, just for a file cabinet or two. It's secured. There's just a lot of benefits after thinking about it. And we know it's not going to take, once it's started up, just a couple hours, maybe weekly, to maintain. And electronically, she can be reminded on due dates and deadlines and just the process.
The challenging point be making sure that she has a good list to start with.
Right.
I've been challenged.
I mean, and that's what I was, when I was talking to Ken Klein, the board, that's the biggest challenge we're going to have is actually getting a complete list with all the paperwork. But I think we can do it if everyone knows we're going there. And
I think that'll help.
I really do. I think that's worth a shot.
I agree.
Danny?
We probably ought to touch base after you get through that first base there with Maggie, and
I think let's try to see if we can't get Chris and Melissa in here as soon as possible.
If they say it's okay, I think then it's a matter. I've been visiting with Maggie about those, and I think it would be easy for me to say, Maggie, they've decided that they're going to keep a list of all grants and due dates and things like that with Melissa, and I think that she'd be more than glad to pass those along to her.
We wouldn't be asking her to do anything different except supply a copy.
She sends copies to me anyway, so right. She just asked probably to type Melissa's name into the right. middle of the email. That's about it.
Well, I think it's a good idea.
I think we may move forward.
We may find out that Melissa doesn't have time to do it, but it sure doesn't hurt to ask.
Oh, they're going to say that.
You've got that in your email, too. So.
Okay.
All righty. Do we need a motion wait till we visit with them?
I'm having Jillian and Nikki try to set a meeting up as soon as possible with them. All right. What's our schedule like now, Chuck?
Well, yeah, we're ahead of time. We got 20 minutes until Obi Jones.
20 minutes. Well, let's recess. You want to recess?
Yeah, let's recess. I'd like to, or somebody needs to call Chris and give him a heads up.
Well, they're going to send an email to him and just say, come in, we're going to set up a meeting.
I know.
Oh, and then?
But still, out of courtesy, just to let him know, I'll be glad to call him if that's all right.
That's fine. I mean, just tell him we want to talk to him about
I'll call him,
giving more duties.
Tell him what's up. Okay, we'll recess until 10:30.
What are you doing, young man?